Hey guys, it's me, Michael here, and I'm the owner of this podcast, as you may know, but this podcast is about aviation for aviation lovers and aviation fans. But today I'll be talking about how this all began, and yeah, so it all began by, I was like 2 years old. And I was like, yeah, I was 2 years old, about to turn three. So we're like 1 year old. Yeah, I was one, about to turn two. And I just saw an airplane for the first time because we were going to Florida. And it was amazing. And I just saw these planes, this big old machine. And I'm just like, wow. I mean, of course I couldn't talk, but I was just like, wow. Like, people actually made this. So, yeah, I am Michael, as I just told you. My mom is the owner of Real Girls Fart, so go check out her podcast, on Apple Podcasts, as this is just a app called Anchor, so. So, this podcast is about aviation, that's how it all began. I love aviation so much. Because we live in Columbus, Ohio, we have a bit of a small airport. But, you know, people that you guys probably live in like, L.A. or New York or Atlanta. In fact, Atlanta's the biggest airport in the world. Maybe some of you aviation fans know. It's crazy, that I'm even making this podcast right now. It's awesome. Hopefully I get a good review on this podcast. But today we're going to be talking about aviation. So, you know, there are some aviation things that going on right now, like more planes, merges, like maintenance and airline ratings. So we're going to talk about that in our, like, farther ahead in our journey. I mean, we can start, we're going to start by, like, the different types of airplanes and, like, merges, I'd say. Or maybe different types of airlines. So there are some different types of airlines that I like, such as Delta. What are some other ones? United, Frontier, JetBlue, Southwest. There are some very not so good airlines like Air Koryo, Ryanair, and Spirit. Spirit's the second worst airline in the world because of its food and service. Although it should be American Airlines. So, I mean, U.S. Air. I mean, so now let's talk about into, like, getting the aircraft and then we'll talk about merges. So, you know, there are some different types of aircraft, like Boeing 787, A350, some of those big long-haul aircraft. There are some, like, 787s, like I told you, A350s, A318s, A319s. There are some aircraft that I don't even know that are probably out there. Although I have an airport in my room. It's a small airport, regional. So yeah. Now, let's talk about merging. So there have been some very deadly merges in the past few days. Or my past few weeks and past few years. So, first of all, here are my predictions on the recent merge. what is it? Alaska Airlines and Virgin America Airlines. So that merge, that's messed up, I think, because in my heart, I know that Alaska will take over Virgin America. But at the same time, Virgin America made this decision. But in the future, I'm thinking that Alaska's gonna take them over. And if you guys have noticed that Alaska actually has a A321 and an A320 and Neo, to be exact. So go check that out. And also, I like Alaska and Hawaiian. But Hawaiian now has an A321. And an A320, I think. And they have a new livery, and so does Alaska. So Alaska's new livery is amazing. They have more. They have like the, they have Alaska has the most liveries you could possibly think. You, more liveries than probably even like what is that one? JetBlue. If you guys have ridden JetBlue, it's pretty. They have a lot of liveries. My favorite part of JetBlue is like the JetBlue Mint seating and stuff. Their just service is incredible, I've heard. And Spirit, now their food, and yeah, it's just, I don't want to talk about them. What I will talk about is Allegiant and how much I do like Allegiant's liveries, but I would say their service can be a little bit better. Although they do go to Columbus Rickenbacker, which is sad they don't go here to Port or John Glenn Columbus International. I really want to ride Sun Country Airlines. If you guys have heard of Sun Country, it's a nice airline. But I got an airport. If you guys noticed, and I only have three airlines: Delta, American, and United Express, Eagle, and Connection. So yeah. So this past week. Or this past week, I was in Switzerland and Italy, and I saw a lot of planes at the airports, and it was a great vacation, by the way. Saw a lot of planes. I saw EasyJet, Ryanair, which is known for their famous landings. What are some other airlines I saw there? Italia, which I was surprised that they didn't have that much in Milan, Malpensa Airport. I was surprised they didn't have Italia that much. They didn't have a lot of Italias. But what did they have that was shocking? They had a Thai. They had Thai Airlines, 777-200LR aircraft. And then they also had but when we were in Switzerland, the most shocking thing happened. We were in the Zurich International Airport, and I saw an A380 Singapore Airlines. Which was crazy. It was just passing by so close to where I was at. Everybody was taking pictures of it. I mean, it was just so crazy. Like, it was amazing. So yeah, I saw a lot there, and I had a great vacation. Airline was amazing. I will have to say that Delta needs to sharpen up their first class, because their first class can be sometimes uncomfortable. So Delta Airlines, if you can hear me, I think you could sharpen up your first class seats a little bit. But props to Emirates, British Airways, and Swiss Airways for making the best airline possible for first class. Now, back to mergers. Sorry, I got off track. Mergers. There have been some deadly mergers the last few years and recently. So, like I said, Alaska is going to take over Virgin America. If it doesn't change, that will happen. If Virgin America gets better, it's just going to be a battle. Next, we have American and freaking U.S. Airways. U.S. Airways was the best airline I've pretty much ridden in for, like, ages until they got taken over by American Airlines. American Airlines sucks, man. Like, they suck. They're terrible for service. Like, I give them an F-. Like, even though there's no F-, I still give them like that. Like, their service, you need to sharpen up your service, American, if you can hear me. Another merge, and this is coming to the end of the podcast. As another deadly merge was Southwest and AirTran. I miss AirTran so much. If AirTran was still up and running, Delta would probably not be the best airline. And Atlanta might not be the busiest airport. But yeah, guys, that wraps up today's podcast. I will come up with one probably every week or so, maybe. Maybe one tomorrow, and then that's the end of this week. But thank you guys for watching my podcast. It means a lot to me. Just thank you guys for watching, and I won't forget to make another podcast for you guys. So thank you very much. Peace.